Chapter 17. He had forgotten it was Halloween, and only remembered when he stepped out of the cold and dark of the Place Leray into the noisy ambiance of Le Triskel. The first partygoers in masks and costumes were already gathering for a party. It seemed surreal, somehow, steeped as he was in real-life tragedy and murder, to slip into this make-believe world of ghosts and ghouls. Black drapes hung around walls festooned by skeletons and skulls, giant spiders and pumpkin lanterns. Copious clouds of spider's web tumbled in wreaths from the ceiling, and windows were plastered with X-rays of body parts, backlit to project the images into the bar. A row of death heads dangled above the counter, and a skeleton peered out from behind the smoked glass door of a chill cabinet. On the drive back from Kenwy, Enzo had called Jane on his cell phone to say that he would be eating in town. He had heard the disappointment in her voice, and was relieved that he was spared the prospect, at least for tonight, of succumbing to temptation and indulging in something he would almost certainly regret. A figure in a witch's mask and black, pointed hat ballooned into his face. He smelled fresh alcohol on breath that issued from holes in the plastic. A woman's voice said, "Not getting dressed up for us tonight, Monsieur MacLeod. You could have come as Sherlock Holmes." A couple of pirates jostled him toward the bar.
"What will you have to drink, me hearty? Get the man a whisky, Devy, or should it be a tot of rum?"
"What will it be, Monsieur MacLeod?"
Devy was a plump girl in her 30s, with a black moustache painted above ruby red lips and blonde curly hair beneath a bowler hat. She wore a black suit and waistcoat several sizes too small, and a white shirt and bow tie. Charlie Chaplin, Enzo guessed.
"Whiskey'll be fine."
"I can offer you a black bush if you don't mind a touch of the Irish."
Enzo grinned.
"I don't mind slumming it for once," he said.
He reached into his pocket for some cash, but a hand held his arm to stop him. It was one of the pirates.
"No, no, that's all right, Monsieur MacLeod, this one's on us."
The three musketeers burst in from the terrace, ushering a blast of cold air in with them.
"All for one, and one for all!"
One of them thrust his sword toward the ceiling, and brought a loop of cobweb cascading down over their heads. A great roar of laughter went up.
"Hey, watch it!"
Devy shouted.
"It took me hours to put that stuff up."
She pushed Enzo's black bush across the counter, across